The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أو يهو بليه استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, verses 17 through 21 of Surah Shura or Ash-Shura, gives us some very important fundamental points for us to understand and take on board in our day-to-day lives, in our overall decision for life, in every decision we make. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 17 says, Allahu alladhi anzala al-kitaba bil-haqqi wal-mizan. These are points that we think we know and we do know, but the reason why we're supposed to revisit these verses, read them again, is because there are aspects, there are dimensions of this that we neglect, we forget, we don't realize. Allah is the one that revealed the book with truth and with al-mizan, with the yardstick, with the scale, rather, the more accurate translation or the better equivalent for al-mizan is a scale. So there's a couple of points here. First, it starts with an emphasis, Allahu alladhi anzala al-kitab. Look, this book, God revealed it. It's not even the work of Jibreel. Jibreel is only a messenger. It's not his words. It's not from him. It's from Allah. The Prophet, he's a messenger. It's not his words. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. God Almighty has sent this, has revealed this, has presented this to mankind. If that is repeated 50 times a day, it's still not enough for us to grasp this. Why do I say that? People look for various subjects in life. Business, for instance. Leadership, another one. Successful life. Mental health. So many different important things for us in our lives. We look for authors, this author, that author. Oh, this guy, he has a successful business. That guy, he owned a number of businesses. The other guy is a therapist. He's cured these many people, that many, and so on and so forth. And we get really interested. We go and buy a book that is twice the number of pages that the Holy Quran is. We read it. We tell everybody to read it. It has a lot of good points. God has revealed this. Did you look at the Quran to see what it has in regards to that topic? This isn't an instruction for mufassirin of the Quran. Anyone who does tafsir of the Quran, they go look and do research and try to understand and try to present. They're doing their thing for themselves. Every single one of us has got to go and look at the Quran, see what God's message is. That's in fact one of the most essential things that comes from this. God is the one that revealed this. Is God a more reliable source? Is God a more knowledgeable source? Or anyone else? Why is it that you refer to everyone else but not the Word of God? This is why we say repeating this. And then it's funny because people say, yeah, but there's always a but, that this book is good, it's beneficial, this, that, the other. Some of the things are in the Quran. Brother, sister, you have not read the Quran. That's why you're saying that. Your judgment is one-sided. You never went to the Quran to ask those questions. Somebody told you, the author of the book that's making loads of money off that book by selling the idea to you with that catchy title, that I know the answers to these questions. God says, I know the answer to every question, and I'm giving you for free. So no, I don't want this. I want to go pay whatever amount of money. Allahu alladhi anzala. If you keep mentioning this aspect and repeating different examples of how we do not take this seriously, we will go nonstop for hours upon hours, and we will still not cover our shortcomings in referring to the Quran. Allahu alladhi anzala al-kitab. What does it have? Bilhaq. How much of the material any other author has written is true, accurate, whether they deliberately didn't want to present the truth or they tried to, but they're deficient. How much can a person know of the truth and present it? This book is bilhaq. Every letter of it is the truth, is accurate, beyond our comprehension. It's so accurate about so many different, important, fundamental, relative, pertinent matters that we are oblivious to, that we cannot even fathom most of the meanings of the Quran unless we try and read it over and over and over and over, as God has told us. And then this rusty old mind and heart of ours can open up to these realities, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enlighten us with the meanings in it. It's 100% true, 100% accurate. There's nothing in it that's not accurate. There's nothing in it that's not true. Find me another book, okay? Sure, the obviously, the Holy Quran tells us about the Prophet, مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى. This man, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, he is not misled. So everything he does and everything he says is 100% accurate and true. However, do we have access to him directly? We have books that say these words were heard by people from the Prophet. We're not sure how much of that is accurate. We have to check the accuracy with the Quran. Ali ibn Abi Talib doesn't miss word, but the person who heard him and later recorded it in writing, one little slight error, it's not 100%. The Quran anzal al-kitaba bilhaq. What else? The other term, the truth, obviously, that already includes the next attribute that's mentioned here, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it, and that is being a scale. The Quran contains the scale by which you can evaluate things. You can evaluate thoughts. You can evaluate philosophies. You can evaluate theories. You can evaluate right and wrong and identify what is accurate, what is correct, what is true, what is beneficial, what is helpful, and what is not. That's what mizan is. A scale. A scale has got to be accurate. If you got a scale that's slightly off, then all your measurements are going to be slightly off. And that slightly every single measurement is going to add up to a whole lot of inaccuracy. One little slight error in the scale. This is al-haq. The scale is true. 100% accurate. The Quran is. The Quran is 100% accurate. And it's a scale. Based on this, you're supposed to judge everything. What to do, what not to do, what to believe, what not to believe. What direction to move towards, what direction not to move towards. What to value, what to disvalue, what not to value. The Quran contains all of this.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Alim Halim Hakim Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلى الله عليه.